This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about the greater Charlottesville real estate market. We love to talk about real estate on this program, and we interview different real estate leaders in the community, and we discuss the real estate issues of the day. Please check out our Facebook fan page when you get a chance. And on that page, it's Charlottesville Insights on Facebook. We host podcasts of our previous shows and have all kinds of useful real estate information on that fan page. And I'm also on Twitter, if you get a chance. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm constantly sending out real estate articles and other kind of useful things for real estate. So check that out on Twitter. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. They have an awesome website. It's movementmortgage.com. You can get a glimpse of today's interest rates and even get yourself pre-approved to buy a new home in 2015. Well, the real estate market is off to an extremely fast start. We're going to talk about that on the program today. But to shop for your new home, check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions to our open houses, or you can also find that information at realestate3.com anytime. You can go shop and buy yourself a new home in 2015. Well, today on the program, we have back with us Tim Carson. Tim is a 30-year veteran of the real estate market in Charlottesville. He has sold a ton of real estate, has a lot of clients. He's a very busy man. He's also vice president of Real Estate 3. So we're going to talk to Tim about kind of the real estate market, what's going on. And it started out with really good news. The market is humming. And so now that we're kind of thawing through all this snow, we expect it to continue. And just it looks like it's going to be a great spring market. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tim Carson. We're going to talk about some very favorable real estate stats that just came out. We'll talk about a little bit of the news of the day. We might even talk a little bit about Virginia basketball, just because we love them Hoos. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a moment.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 spotlights Patriot Homes at Spring Creek, where delivering the highest quality custom homes at an affordable price is their passion. What other builders might call upgrades, they call standard features. Brought to you by T. Tucker. Go visit the model home at 253 Turkey Trot Lane in Spring Creek. Open daily noon till 6 p.m. Except Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. See this and T's other listings at realestate3.com and tune in to WCHV 107.5 every Sunday morning at 11:30 for Charlottesville Insights with host Jeff Gaffney.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North Office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 spotlights the horse farm of your dreams. On almost 26 acres of cross-fenced, rolling pastures with 16 stalls and two barns, eight paddocks with run-in shed, two without, 200 by 150 riding arena, plus a one-bedroom, two-bath apartment. It's listed by Donna Patton. Visit DonnaSellsVirginia.com for more listings. Tune in to WCHV 107.5 every Sunday morning at 11:30 for Charlottesville Insights with host Jeff Gaffney.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. And with us on the program today, we have Vice President Tim Carson. He's the Vice President of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Tim, thanks for being on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for asking.
Hey, it's nice to have some of the snow melted away and the blue sky, and we're starting to see a lot of buyers. As I look through the numbers through February, the first 2 months of the year started off with a bang, and I know you must be feeling it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of activity on the surface, and also a couple of things working in the investment in land, which is a little surprising this early in the year.
Well, let me hit you with some data points. These are the data points through February of this year. Inventory, total number of homes for sale in Charlottesville and Albemarle, it's down about 5%. That continues to be good news for sellers because this is really, it's clearly now a seller's market. And for anybody who's thinking about selling their home, I think the message you and I would probably give them is, don't wait.
Right. I agree. And I think it's caused a little bit of a dilemma for some of the buyers because I've noticed some of the buyers are being more wishy-washy because what they want isn't exactly there and they don't want to jump up yet. But they need to because interest rates ticked up a little bit
this week. That's right. Even though, and we're going to talk about that in a second, though, even though interest rates are for the most part still hovering a little bit below 4%, still incredible interest rates, but the fact that the rates have ticked up a little bit, that starts to get some buyers to jump into the market. A little bit of fear of loss there that we're seeing from the buyers.
And it could hurt them because if they have a cap and they're having trouble finding the right property anyway, it's going to make a problem. They need to, if you can jump up and get what you need now, they need to do it because appreciation and interest rates are going to be a problem for people if they wait.
All right, so we have inventory down 5%, but here's the astounding number. Total number of sales through February for Charlottesville and Albemarle is up 22% when you compare 2015 to 2014 through February. That's a significant number.
Yeah, that 22%. It does seem like a big number.
And so in that number, we like to dig down, and we found that new home sales, well, shoot, new home sales are up 9%. That's good news. Keep the builders happy. But a really, really big number on the resales, the resale numbers, the resale homes are up 27% in the first 2 months. So sellers of owned property resales, you and I use that as a term, but that's a property. That it's not new. It's been lived in. It's classified as a resale home. Those sales are up 27%. Now, let me hit you with a couple other things here on the data points. Two more. The hottest spot for the resale market has been under 350,000. Now, you and I have been waiting for that to happen. The number of sales under 350,000 for resale homes is up almost 50% in the first 2 months. So to you and I, as we look at that, first thing we say is, well, the millennials are out.
Right.
And they're buying.
Right. It makes sense to me. And there's no reason to wait. You know, that's good. And probably the hardest part of that bracket, though, would be the detached house market in that under 350. That's hard.
Yes.
A lot of townhouses in that price range. Hard to find a real detached home.
Yeah, so a lot of that is attached, and that's interesting because that's what I'm going to get to in a second that's going to surprise you with a number. But I'm going to jump over that and go to the hottest spot for new construction has been in the 600 to 800,000. We're seeing a lot of the new construction moving up the price range and really focusing on that move-up market. And move-up market, we've talked about that on this program.
Right.
The move-up market is, you know, you're talking about homes that are 2,500 to 5,500 square feet, sometimes even bigger than that, but they're in the price range of 600 to 800,000. We've seen over 100% increase in the first two months. So we can't get way ahead of ourselves. But you and I like to look at the data and say, what's going on in the market? So for our listeners, the takeaways are sales are up, inventory's a little bit down. We're seeing resale movement, a lot of activity under 350. Mm-hmm. And in the new home market, we're seeing a lot of activity in that move-up market, 600 to 800,000. That's where the builders are building, and that's where the buyers are buying in the new home market.
So one of the things I would take away from that is because of the fact that the the housing market under 350 is up 50%,
yes,
then that is probably the reason that the 500 to 600 range is up, because and those people have been more active early on, and that's caused them to be able to
sellers move up.
Yes.
Yes, you're exactly right. They're connected.
They are.
Good point, Tim Carson. Well, here's the one that threw me for. So I was able to dig into these numbers, and I was like, well, what is the super hottest part of this market through just the first 2 months? Where is the hottest of the hot spot? And believe it or not, it's attached resales. Attached resale homes, which surprises me. But anyway, we saw a huge uptick, 42 more attached sales in 2015 than 2014. Will that trend continue? That'll be something that we keep an eye on. The attached, obviously, we're talking about townhomes or condos, but it's up. It's 42 more sales, up 86% attached homes for resales.
And I think some of that has to do with some of the investors are still, like I had a condo sale that had been on the market for a while for $75,000, and it had been on the market for 6-7 months. Some of it's investors, but also I feel like a lot of the home buyers, especially the millennials, are more interested in being close into town.
Yes.
And they're 5 or 7, 8, 10 years ago, people would go to Green and Fluvanna more because of the size of the homes. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of these millennials are more interested in the lifestyle of a town.
It's a lifestyle, right. Get me closer to amenities, closer to shopping, and that typically turns out to be something that's attached, either a townhome or a condo.
With some bells and whistles on it, and they'll do it.
You're exactly right. So what do you think, kind of going forward, do these numbers hold up as we continue forward? Of course, there's some things that would be a little bit worrisome out there in terms of, interest rates. That's the big talk this week. Interest rates moved up a little bit. They're still slightly below 4%, so that doesn't have a huge effect on a lot of people because that's still an amazing number. But will interest rates continue to tick up? Of course, nobody knows for sure, but it looks like the signs are pointing to yes, that interest rates are going to move up. And in the short run, what guys like you and I know, if interest rates start moving above 4, closing in on 5, and maybe even further, I think you'll see more buyers jump in.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's, in the long run, a little bit negative to the market, in the short run, it's a positive.
It helps because one of the problems is, I know in real estate, you knew my mentor, Jim Manley, who I worked with 24 years at Century 21. He said the most important factor in real estate is the motivation of the parties. So I think that's what drives everything.
And of course, you become more motivated because it's a fear of loss again.
It affects your pocketbook. People get very motivated.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think is going to be the hot spots as we look into this 2015 market? Do you think the investors will remain? Do you think it's going to be a move up market, or will this continue to be the year that the millennials return to the market, or all of the above?
I think the millennials are going to be the key this year. And then I also think that it's going to have to go back up to the top and come back down. And what I mean by that is I think the empty nesters and the retirees, which are the baby boomers, which are the second largest population group, if we can get some movement with the millennials and first-timers buying and do these moves up, then you'll have a bunch of retirees selling their more expensive homes and downsizing. That's what we need to happen. Get it from both ends.
This is Charlottesville Insights, and we're talking with Tim Carson, Vice President of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 and a 30-year vet of the real estate industry. Tim, if you do the math, and you and I know that the most homes in our marketplace in Central Virginia close, the most number of closings, settlements, take place in July. If you are really trying to put the odds in your favor and get a summer closing, well, that really means you need to put your house on the market
yesterday.
Yeah, certainly this month.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
We're in March, and if it takes 60 days to sell your house, and you know, that's hopefully you price it right and it's in good condition. And then most buyers, they target another 60 days
right
for closing after the contract. So that lands you right into the thick of the summertime. But if you wait,
yeah,
you could end up timing-wise putting yourself outside that window. And the closings in our marketplace, that's a little known secret. People don't realize that closings outside the summer really drop down in September, October. You get a little uptick again in the fall, later in the fall. But really, you want to position yourself. If you're really serious about selling your home, you've been thinking about it, well, it's time to stop thinking about it, and it's time to start getting that paintbrush out.
That, and also the millennials need to be, most of those don't have children yet, and they need to start thinking about how that impacts sellers. And I think they need to get on the bandwagon and get those houses now, because if they wait and try to buy them in July and August, the seller's going to be less flexible, less motivated, and less willing to negotiate, because they'll have to deal with children. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will have children. You and I have had kids.
Yes.
We don't want to move in September, October. Mm-hmm. We want our kids settled in before school starts.
It revolves around the school system. Still does. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Tim Carson and more of the real estate news of the day. Please stay with us.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 spotlights the Everett, a new two-story by Liberty Homes on 2 wooded acres in Fluvanna's Boxwood Estates, featuring vaulted ceilings in the master bedroom, formal dining room, a large great room with breakfast nook. French doors open onto a 10 by 12 deck. The property is listed by Tracy McFarland. See this and Tracy's other listings at realestate3.com and tune in to WCHV 107.5 every Sunday morning at 11:30 for Charlottesville Insights with host Jeff Gaffney.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 spotlights a two-story contemporary in Ashcroft, featuring a bright open floor plan with high ceilings and hardwood floors throughout. Mountaintop views from the large rear deck and multi-level balconies and kitchen, featuring custom shaker cabinets and granite, marble, and fossilized limestone countertops. The property is listed by Tom Wolfolk. See this and Tom's other listings at realestate3.com and tune in to WCHV 107.5 every Sunday morning at 11:30 for Charlottesville Insights with host Jeff Gaffney.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Mr. Tim Carson. He's the Vice President of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and he's a 30-year veteran of the Central Virginia real estate market. Hey, Tim, I found this article, and I want to get your opinion on it. It was on the web. 10 reasons you should buy your new home in 2015. Reason number one, they said in this article that it would be a calmer market. And here's just a little gist on that. After the rise of home prices for the past several years, 2015 is looking at slower and less hectic home buying frenzy due to the easing of housing inventory levels, as well as the exits of investors from the market. I'm not so sure we can say it's going to be a calmer market this year.
I don't think so.
No, I think that prediction is off. But here's one that's probably right on. Reason number two, save on interest. Home buyers are able to save on interest on their mortgage predictably until the end of this year. Currently, 15-year mortgage rates are at 3.3% and expected to stay below 4% until the end of 2015. Well, you know, if you buy now and you cash in on today's rates and they go up, yes, you are going to save
right
on interest. So
but
you
one
and
point
I agree
back
on
to
that.
The first one I might mention, the calmer part, maybe it will be. The foreclosures are down. The sellers have owned properties a few more years. Maybe mm-hmm. they have more equity, and maybe there'll be more room to negotiate, less pressure. Mm-hmm. The economy's better. Maybe it will be calmer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back on that one.
Okay. Number three, you and I probably agree on this one. Increased in rent. Records have shown that the rate of rentals nationwide has increased by 6% compared to the annual home price, which is at 2.5%. So buying a home in 2015 is now twice as affordable as renting. You and I have seen, I mean, I am shocked at the prices that some rentals are getting today. I mean, people throw out numbers like a townhome renting for $1,900 a month.
Oh, yes.
And they're getting it.
Yes. And this is why, like, when you encouraged me to come join your company a year and a half ago, you had that brilliant idea to start the property management company at Real Estate 3, which we now have. And our company handled 27 rentals last year because there's a huge market of people that don't or can't buy.
Yes.
And they're still good tenants. So, I mean, that's one of the services we have. And Johnny Johnson is handling that. And there's quite a bit of demand for the rental market.
Johnny does a great job. So I will make a plug for Johnny Johnson with Real Estate 3 Property Management. He does a great job. If you're thinking about keeping your home and renting it out, if you have to leave the area or if you want to keep it as an investment property, I totally and thoroughly encourage you to have professional management. If you don't, you can do it yourself. And some people are like, well, you just put it on Craigslist and I can rent out the home. Well, you might be okay the first time, the second time, but let me tell you something. When you end up with a tenant who doesn't pay you rent because you haven't done the background check that a professional manager, I mean, I tell you, I know firsthand, it hurts, it's painful.
Or when it's Friday afternoon and you want to watch the UVA basketball game and you got a plumbing leak. So Johnny's experience in construction and real estate has made him ideal for it. And he is, as you know, he's also owned a real estate company in the past. And so his level of detail, I think, is amazing. And I'm just real proud of what he's doing for us.
Johnny Johnson, and he's a detail guy. I'm going to kind of skip over a couple more of these reasons that they're saying you should buy. Because I want to talk about UVA basketball here the end of the program.
Yes.
My real passion on this program. They're talking about macroeconomic factors that we're seeing a better job market in the long run. And job market, that translates to just consumer confidence. And when people are feeling good, more secure, that generally translates into more people going to be buying a home.
And especially for our area, we are so blessed to have Northrop Grumman and GE and the university and the NGIC and different places that have stability in providing jobs, and that helps all of us. Plus, I think, isn't it 30-35% of our market is considered retirement now?
Yes.
So there's stable income there and, you know, people that have moved here for lifestyle. So that's such a great thing for us here.
And we are still seeing a ton of people coming to Charlottesville from out of the area. You know, one of our offices, Tim, is out at the Glenmore Country Club.
Yes.
And we get people every weekend that are coming in from the Northeast. Well, really all over. The Northeast we see a lot. We see a lot of folks from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut that are still considering coming down. And usually they're shopping in this they've determined they want to be in the Sun Belt, and they start kind of in Charlottesville. And they search down into the Carolinas.
Yes.
And as you know, we compete very well. We don't get all of them, but we compete very well. They look, Williamsburg is another place that they look into the Carolinas. And some of them go all the way down the coast down to Florida. But a lot of those folks that think they want to go to Florida, they decide that's too far away. Mm-hmm. And so Charlottesville ends up being the perfect location for them because they still feel the Sun Belt, and you and I know there's enough Northerners that have settled in Charlottesville that they don't feel like they're in, you know, the deep South here.
And I've had several clients retire and go to Florida and come back. Yeah, not there's anything wrong with Florida, but because they up here, I mean, we've got the best of all worlds. We've got the culture, we've got low crime, low pollution, great health care, and a lot of things that you can do. So I think it's a perfect place for the retirees to come to.
We're also seeing, believe it or not, a lot of people from Ohio recently. Oh. We have a run on people from Ohio that are thinking about relocating, and we still get a ton of people from California.
Yeah.
You would be surprised how many people from Southern California end up in Charlottesville, and they walk right into our Glenmore Sales Center, and a lot of them buy, and they have nothing to sell, nothing to stop them from buying. In other words, they don't have to sell their home in Beverly Hills or
They buy one without selling the other.
Exactly. And now what you're seeing is, especially with interest rates and the availability of jumbo mortgage, and a lot of these are very high net worth people, is that they'll own 2, 3, 4 homes around the country.
Yes.
And one of them's their Charlottesville home.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Tim Carson, let's talk real quick at the end of the program here. UVA basketball, you and I are huge fans. I'm going to give you this prediction, even though we're recording this show before it airs on Sunday. I think we will defend our ACC title, and that puts us in an elite category. And I don't think we're going to lose another game this year.
I think we could go all the way. And did you know a few minutes ago, it's Friday, at the half, Kentucky was only up by 4 over Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see what happens
there. I hope we get to play Duke in the finals and then of the ACC. And then, what a better situation than for us to have the showdown with Kentucky and have defense wins.
Oh, I've been a fan my whole life. My brother went to UVA, and I saw Park Hill, and I went to the 81 Final Four, and, man, I just love it.
And people in this town have really rallied around. I sense it. I mean, there's a vibe in this town. I came to town in 82 and got the last year of Ralph Sampson. When I was a freshman, it was Sampson's last year, and I sort of got spoiled because I thought that was the way it would always be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it stayed that way for a few years afterwards, but then, you know, we sort of went into a little bit of the dark days for basketball, I guess, for a little while. We just kind of were non-existent, but Tony Bennett has brought us back, and
the
entire coaching staff is amazing.
Well, we have to give him so much credit to be able to run that kind of program and these kids playing like that. And as you know, my daughter plays Division I sports, and your son's going to have the same blessing next year. What they have to do, and you played, it's pretty incredible for these kids to be able to perform this way.
It's a lot to do to be a student athlete.
Yes.
And the other thing that Tony Bennett does is he's bringing in the right kids.
Yes.
And you're not seeing – back when I was in school, you would see a lot of academic casualties.
Yes.
You don't see that. And in fact, you don't see that really throughout the athletic department. I think they're doing a really good job of recruiting kids that can handle the academic load, because it's definitely an elite.
I want to ask you both a question real quick before you finish up.
Joe Thomas.
You remember when they were looking for a coach to replace Dave Leto.
Yes.
And it was all the big names. We've got to get Pitino. We've got to get this. And when they hired Tony, there was a hue and cry. We can't go with a no-name. We're up against Krzyzewski, and we're up against Williams, and we can't compete with a no-name. And now here we are. We've made our own name. Isn't that a parable for business as well?
Yes.
You have to make that hard choice and make your own way rather than just copying somebody else.
Well, and I also, every time somebody talks about Tony Bennett, I want to take my hat off to John Oliver. And I know Craig Littlepage, both of them, you know, had to make that decision. But I know that John Oliver was instrumental in bringing Tony Bennett from Washington State to UVA. And again, John takes a lot of heat sometimes for, you know, different decisions. But I think that one, you can't complain about that.
Well, the thing I have to gauge it by is that the first basketball show that Tony Bennett did when he came here, I was walking in to see it, and he stopped and said hi to me and told me he was excited for a town that was hungry to win in basketball.
Go Hoos. This is Charlottesville Insights. See you next week.